Imagine this, and then let us know. 317-239-1009, so you can be on the Joe and Alex show this morning. Your significant other that you're married to, maybe it's one day, maybe it's 50 years, they kick the bucket. They get hit by a car, they have a massive heart attack, whatever, they're dead. They're no longer with you. Do you spend the rest of your life, no matter how long it is, alone? You were committed to that one person, and you're just always going to be that way. Or when death does you part, you say, hey, I'd like to tap that, and you go see somebody else. 317-239-1009.
Why did you get the idea to talk about this?
I saw the story, and I forget the person's name, but it was all over the news. It's a local pastor.
Davey Blackburn?
Yeah, and I think his wife was killed a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant, and just a sad, terrible story. But he has found love, though, and I believe he just recently got married not too long ago to a new girl.
Last weekend.
Yeah, so very recent.
After a month. They've only been engaged a month. Now, they've been dating, I think, the last year, but they were engaged 1 month and then got married.
Yeah, I don't think the engagement period matters.
But being very critical and awful, under comments on the Indy Star and on Fox 59 and stuff, telling how could he move on and all this, which I thought was really shocking.
Is he supposed to be alone forever? He didn't cheat on his wife. She passed away.
Right.
She was killed. How can you fault somebody for finding love? Now, I can see you being pissed they cheated on their wife and left. But no, or they cheated on their husband and left.
Yeah, for the record, just my two cents on that story. I totally think their story is legit. I don't know why some people want to think he's a bad guy or something.
People
the comments are insane.
About everything.
I could not believe the stuff I was reading about that poor guy. But I totally believe that God played an intricate part in bringing him and his new wife together. And his blog, I read the blog and I was just weeping reading it. It was incredible. It was like Nicholas Sparks. I mean, how they got together. And I was reading it, and as much as I loved their story, and I was like, man, that is so romantic, and I totally think they need to be together, and I'm so glad that he found love again. At the same time, I'm thinking, okay, if I die and I'm married and my husband then is left, as a widower.
Yeah.
That's the name, right? A guy is a widower, a woman is a widow.
Widower, yeah.
If my husband becomes a widower and I die, my ghost ass is going to be so pissed if he immediately remarries somebody.
Why? Why are you going to be so pissed he's going to be happy?
Look, I'm just going to, I would eventually, I think, want my husband to be happy without me remarrying, especially if we had kids together. I want them to have a mother and all that stuff. But for a little bit, I think ghost wife Alex would really want to see him be a little bit sad. Man, how could I ever find anyone as amazing
Alex
and beautiful and perfect as my wife, Alexandra?
Alex would be creeping boo, who this bitch?
So, I mean, I'm half joking, but seriously though, I think I would want to see them. Now he's been a single for 2 years. Is that long enough? I think I would want them to be single for 5 to 10 years. Now,
5 to 10 years.
Here's the thing:
you want them to be alone, raising kids, miserable as hell for as long as
possible.
So there's
different factors that make this different. One, how old you are when you die. If I'm 40 when I die and my husband is left alone, I think that's different than if I'm 24 right now and I die and I'm married. You know what I'm saying? So if the younger you are,
I think
it's okay to move on a little bit faster because you have a whole life. You want to have more kids possibly, that kind of stuff. But if you're older, so if you're 50 and you keel over, you want Lindsay to immediately get married?
Yeah, well, I don't want her just to, if she finds somebody, whether she finds the guy in 6 months or 6 years, as soon as possible, I don't want her to meet a guy Joe did say, please wait 5 years until you find happiness again. I want you to be miserable a little bit for 4.5 years.
See, I want somebody to be I can't live without her. She's so amazing. I want that.
That's not healthy. Do you realize that? 317-239-1009. Allison on the Joe and Alex show. You got a story about your dad? Did something happen?
Yeah, my mom passed away in May unexpectedly.
Sorry to hear
that. It's okay. My dad just started dating someone recently.
Wow.
I think they said 2 months ago.
And how old was your mom and how old is your dad?
My dad is 50 and my mom was 48.
So do you feel like your dad moved on a little fast? Do you wish he would have waited? Because that is a few months after your mom passed.
Oh, I would much rather my dad have waited.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying.
But let me ask you this, though. That's kind of selfish. Don't you think you're being selfish, Allison?
Well, I wish he would have waited, but as long as he's happy, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the way I see it.
No, I mean, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I went through the same thing 10 years ago when my dad died. My parents were together, but they were together. I'm kind of a bastard, so there's always that. But, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's more emotional feeling. Nothing wrong because you miss your mom and your dad. But 317-239-1009. Let's get to some more calls. Also, tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? If somebody dies, your significant other, are you going to be alone forever? Or do you have to wait a little bit of time? Alex, when she dies, oh, that person's never going to be allowed to
get remarried. I want a shrine dedicated to me in the closet. That's what I want.